Hey guys, this is Throw Away Your List, and I decided to come up with, I'm here at the office right now, and I decided to go ahead and start a quick ramble for two reasons, mostly. One is to test Audacity's ability to get rid of noise like this. So maybe in the future I could do some crazy ass let's make mistakes ramble faps or hold them on kind of reaction audios to the different audios I record, because some of you might know this already, but I do this thing where I listen to sexual audios during the day, mostly because one, there's like a shit ton of content to consume on GWA, most of which I'm really interested in, and most of which I'm interested because of the tags. Some I was interested because I really like the voice actors there. So yeah, there's like a shit ton of content to review and check out. So if time permits, I might do a hold the moon kind of reaction or whatever. Like, I'm not gonna tell you guys what's happening in the audio or whatever, but I will be reacting to it here. I don't know, it's kind of risky, but that should be fun to do, right? Yeah, it's a stupid, crazy idea by me, whatever. And yeah, so that's one. The second one is I'm really fucking sleepy and I need to multitask so that I could stay awake. It is currently 4 p.m. and I don't get out of work for two more hours just for today because I came into work late. Because, okay, I slept at 12 a.m. while editing my own audio. So I know that it's super fucking soothing, right? Because I fell asleep. I fell asleep to my own voice while I was editing it, so I slept at 12, woke up at 4, kind of panicked because I wasn't really happy with the audio, thought of different ways to maybe improve it, but then scrapped it, and then got to the office a little late, and then went down to get Starbucks while editing my audio, like doing like the final touches, it's not even a decent quality audio. You can still hear the background noise. Anyway, got those going, and then published it at like 8 a.m. And so by then, my mind was already kind of tired because that was one of the most difficult audios to edit. Because I do this thing now when I improv or when I do a script where I would record it, but I would do it in a way where, okay, so I record it straight. The thing is, though, if I hear, like, a plane or if the dogs in the neighborhood get too noisy, I stop. Like, I don't stop the recording, I just leave it running. And then, once the plane is gone, I resume recording. And, yeah, that's basically just how I do it. Yeah, that's the general thing that I do. That particular night or last night, there was just too many goddamn planes, dogs, and then I had to compete with cars who were just arriving home, so they would like honk their horns so that they could let the people in their house know that they're arriving, and you know, not just fucking ring the goddamn doorbell or whatever. Anyways, so yeah, that was the M for M tribute, and it's an improv. So the next thing that I'm going to do there, because I do want to make an F for F audio, but then since it's improv, it's going to be difficult to gender bend, so what I'm going to do is like basically write down what the hell I said, what I said to you guys for that audio, and then convert it for a F for M audio. F for F. I'm not even sure if I have any female audiences, listeners, or whatever. I know Miu. Miu is an Indonesian poster. She's a really lovely gal. I really love her voice and her accent. I know Mew is, what is this? I know Mew listens, so, but I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure if she's the type to listen to FRF audios. And, yeah, I just wanted to fill that void. Like, I feel like I do a lot of MFRF, but what people don't know is I'm not bisexual, I'm actually bisexual, so I should get on with that and give the ladies, if they would have me, and give the ladies something to listen to. So, well, I'll just have to change the, I'll just have to change the words that I said, transcribe it first and change the words that I said and then post it. I'm not sure when that's going to be published, maybe Thursday or Friday, because tonight I just plan on sleeping and listening to a couple of audios. There's a pretty dope-ass audio that I have saved, and it has the Yandere tag, but I'm not actually fully into Yandere. Like, it's just, it depends on the different people and the different voices and the scenario, but the scenario here is it's a rape tag, so I'm into being roughed up because I'm typically, like, in real life situations, I'm more of a dominant. Like, what I say goes. If you piss me off, I'll let you know. Or I prefer being in control. But oh hey, excuse me. Shit, I remember something. I have to do something real quick. And hold on one sec. Let me just pause this audio for a bit. Okay, I'm back. What was I saying? I actually completely forgot. Might have to. Forgot. Jesus Christ. Where was I? Holy fuck. I'd probably listen to this and be like, I'll leave it in there. I think I remember saying something about FRF. Yeah, so I'm gonna fill that void and do some FRF audios. And then, see, I completely forgot the trail of thought there, because I had to pause some people were being noisy and were asking shit from me. So, yeah. Oh yeah, I was talking about the Yandere thing. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yandere depends really on who it is and who I'm listening to. And also depends on the scenario. Oh yeah, I was talking about why I liked the really rough, rapey thingies. Which, oops. Yeah, I meant that because I'm usually, like, IRL, I usually am the one who's in control. I mean, I'm not a boss or whatever, but, like, I prefer, like, shamefully, I don't know, I'm just being me. I do like it when I'm in control of a situation. It makes me feel better to be in control. I don't let people make the decisions if I feel like my decision is kind of better, which is kind of an asshole thing to do, but, I mean, it is kind of bitchy, but, yeah, that's just me. I saw the tag, saved it, but didn't comment that I saved because, like, I didn't want to be spoiled if I commented it, because, like, for example, if you comment, the actor would usually comment back, and then you get to see the other comments, and sometimes the comments have spoilers, and for, like, specific audios where it, like, literally hits all the tags that I'm into, like, possession, MDOM, rape, all those things, I reserve those for, like, not very special occasions, like Jesus Christ. I prefer being able to savor it in a better time and place. I know I am kind of daring and would listen to it immediately for some of the audios that I've done, and I pretty much fucking common that, hey, I listen to this in public. But yeah, for like audios like that, I would definitely prefer to be in the privacy of my own room. Yeah, yeah, so hopefully I fucking remember, no, I'm pretty sure I'll remember going back to that audio. Yeah, so, what else? Oh, yeah, I'm not sure if I actually even talked about it. How long has this audio been? Jesus Christ. That was 30 minutes. Ooh, what's next for the day? Oh, for the day, I will finally fucking pick up a Persona 5 and or Overwatch for the PS4 because I'm a console player pleb, so shut the fuck up about that PC Master Race bullshit. It's only a Master Race if you have enough money, and I don't have enough money for a PC deserving of the PC Master Race title, so there you go. Yeah. And, yeah, aside from that, I'll probably just read a book, maybe do a Lust Reads audio or something. It depends. Depends on the mood, it depends on what time I arrive home, because it's kind of traffic where I'm from. And that's about it. Fuck, I'm still sleepy. Or maybe I could talk about, like, some of the things I do for improv. I used to do this thing, like, for the first 2 to 3 fucking improvs that I did, I would mentally take note of what I want to do for that improv and then just go for it, right? And then I could do it, go straight, bam, bam, bam. But the more scenarios I think of, the more complicated they are and the more difficult they are to, shit. Excuse me. And I'm back. Yeah. So for the improvs I do now, what I would have is, I actually have like a lot of outtakes of failed build-ups for improvs, because because I think my favorite thing to do for doing improvs is creating a build-up, and most of the build-ups I've done so far, or are those in my hard drive, or those that I'm not really happy about, but I might post it here. So I would record the build-up first, the initial build-up, and then I'd do another, and then wait, if I'm happy with what I did, then I would do another take of that, and then you'll find like different variations of it, and then you'll have like different variations of it, and then basically you get to. I'm gonna stretch. Yeah, so I do it when I do an improv. I would do the build up first, so I would do like one build up, one take of the build up, and then I listen to it and then see what I'm happy about, what lines I'm happy about, what lines I'm not happy about, and then like. If I'm good with it, I'd probably make another setup for it. Yeah. And I'll probably like re-record it or like do the second take and then go straight to the sex. Or like for the latest audio's case, I recorded. Yeah, I think this one was just one take again. Like for the previous improvs, like the best friend to girlfriend scenario, the GFE audio ish. Yeah, because it kind of best friends to lovers audio. That was like 3 fucking takes of build ups, and then when in my mind I was kind of happy with that third build up, I would just go straight to the sex thing. So that was like that's what I do now. I actually have like a hidden. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll post it here, but then that would spoil my pretty special audio. which involves music. I did like one where I went like, because I was kind of drunk then. So what I did, I think I did that, but like, I would listen to, I did the build up. And when I did the build up, I didn't listen to it again and just went straight to sex because I was kind of drunk, so I was kind of tired. And I was like, you know what, let's just go and see, maybe tomorrow morning, let's see if we, it's good enough to post, it's good enough to edit and then post, and then, yeah. So it's a more mild variation of DDLG, which is like Professor LG in a way, because the build up there is it's a Professor LG kind of thing. So you know what I mean. You don't know what I mean because you haven't listened to the audio. Goddammit. But it's basically little girl. It's basically like the naive student asks help from the professor, and then the professor just calls her a little girl, and then just the student kind of agrees and accepts that, yes, I'm your little girl, I'm your little cum slut, something like that. I wasn't happy with the build-up, because the switch from dedicated hardworking schoolgirl to naive schoolgirl innocence, you're about to lose your innocent schoolgirl thing, was like 0 to 100 too fast. And you know, kind of like a more natural build up. I mean, this is fantasy, so I mean, I guess it kind of means that like none of that build up makes sense. Like, it's okay for it to not make sense, but like in a certain degree, it has to kind of make sense, right? So, it's hidden. So maybe I'll share with you the build-up to that, and then the build-up to another one where, this one is an audio that I recorded, but I didn't post, which kind of sucks. This one is an audio I recorded, but I didn't post, and this one is what is this again? Oh yeah, so it's a wife and husband thing. So husband goes home, wife takes care of him, does a massage, gives a blowjob. It's kind of similar to what I just shared with you guys. So maybe post that here, and if you guys kind of think it's great, then I will post it to GWA. But I'm not quite sure about that. And then I also have, I do have a lot of audios I haven't posted. Yeah. I also have this self-written script that, like, it started with a build-up, and then, but the idea of the build-up is too fucking complicated. So I did part of the build-up, wrote it in a script, and then continued it as a script. So it's like, for the introduction of the build-up, I kind of improv that, and then when I realized that it's too difficult, I put it in the script, and then I just continued that, and then I did the piece again. But I wasn't really happy with it. I posted it on GW Audible, but I wasn't too happy, so I deleted it, and then maybe I'll post it here. Maybe not. And then I also have an audio that I kind of did to like get into the mood of taking care of you guys, for the tribute to listeners kind of audio that I made for you guys just last night. I sang Lady Gaga's new song, The Cure. Believe it or not, it is... Oh, hold on. Yeah, honestly, I can't really talk that much because suddenly the CEO for a company is kind of like literally a few feet in front of me. Oh, shit. Literally like a few feet in front of me. So, my voice is gonna be a little bit more softer. Hopefully the mic can pick it up. If you can't, then you're not gonna listen to this audio. Or maybe you will in the future. She's just right there. This is probably a good test for the whole demon shit, right? Yeah. Kind of forgot what I was gonna say. So I'm gonna forget it, what I'm gonna say again. Oh yeah, would you guys believe it? The audio that I sent, that I just posted on GWA is actually inspired by Lady Gaga's new song. Fuck, I forgot. Yeah, inspired by Lady Gaga's new song. And, what happened was, it was inspired by Lady Gaga's new song, The Cure, which she first revealed at Coachella. And I mean, I know I'm like a big, I'm not even a big rock fan, like, grunge rock, garage rock, grunge rock is my staple, but I do like, I am into a lot of fucking genres, so one of the genre that I'm, one genre that I'm into is, well, it depends, I'm not always into pop, basically Lady Gaga is the only pop star that I will fangirl for. Fuck, I forgot. Oh shit. Yeah, she basically. Fuck. Oh yeah, so Lady Gaga is the only pop star that I would shamelessly fangirl for, because that woman is a visionary and is super talented. Like a lot of the pop stars that we know, they kind of have a lot of issues, and like, you know, principle wise, morally wise. But then again, they're pop stars, so you kind of have to forget them or whatever. But like, they're not perfect, and like, basically just Lady Gaga, she can sing, she can dance, she can fucking act, and like, come up with these crazy fucking ideas and scenarios. She's insane, and like, that's something I'm really into. I mean, like, I really respect her. Yeah, I had to stop by there. I really respect she has, and what she puts out for everyone, so I listened to, like, I watched the Coachella thing through YouTube, and was like, oh fuck, this new song is awesome, so I listened to Spotify for an entire day, and then it made me realize that, shit, I need to do an audio about this, not like I need to, it's like, it tapped into my submissive side, like, submissive, I want to please you guys side, and so, also did that so fast. I was like, yeah, I know I'm not supposed to post any audios because my voice and whatever, but like, I want to make sure it's 100% good, and I kind of don't want to post or think about the audios I have planned because I might overthink them and ruin it for all. But yeah, I was like, yeah, but I have to do this. I have to fucking do this, especially since I got in sick, and like, some of you guys were actually PMing me and telling me to get well soon, and you guys were really sweet. So I was like, okay, then I'll make an audio for both the men and the ladies. And yeah, that's basically it. Holy shit, it's 4:30, yay! Probably like 1 hour to go before I can go and skedaddle out of here and probably buy Persona 5 and or Overwatch, or maybe, no, another fucking gadget that I probably don't need. I'm still thinking of what to do next. I'm just basically thinking of things to do now. Well, for one thing, I'm not sleepy anymore, so that's great. I'm not even sure if I'm gonna post this because some sensitive information might have been revealed as I'm recording this. You guys might pick up something, but I will see. And then maybe I'll just cut splice some different things. Oh, by the way, I might try Reaver. I know someone already taught me how to use Audacity and shit, but I joined via TS, and people are saying, hey, you should try Reaver because, you know, you know, just give it a shot, because it's also free and all that shit. So I'll probably try Reaver, but I'll download it this week and see what it has to offer. The internet here is so fucking slow, like I need to do shit, but it is not cooperating. Let me kill this page right here. And yeah. So okay, sorry, I just received a message from my direct boss, and she wants me to do something. Should be able to do this in time. Yeah, right. Then, okay, now that I'm being given shit to do, it means I'm kind of awake now. And this little exercise of mine has, what is the right word for that? Was not in vain, yeah. This little exercise was not in vain. So, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm good. So, thank you guys for listening. Again, this is Throwaway Your Lust, and I will talk to you guys soon. See ya.